Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Your Pet Business Content Your Way podcast. I'm Rachel Spencer, and I'm your host in this podcast episode, and I specialise in helping people in the pet industry find their own way when it comes to content creation, and helping them put themselves out there in a way that feels good, in a way that feels right, and stepping away from all the should-dos, the must-dos, and the have-to-dos when it comes to marketing your pet business. This week on the podcast, I'm talking about something a little bit different. It's around how to navigate those stop-start periods in your pet business. So when life gets in the way, how do you navigate those times, those challenging times? There is going to be a little bit around content in there, but it's going to be all around, you know, how to cope when you are going through something a little bit challenging in your life, when you're going through those, you know, inevitable ebbs and flows that happen in life, and how to continue working in your business and helping your business thrive, and basically taking the pressure off yourself, and, you know, doing things your way, and taking care of you as well. So that's what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. So it is, like I say, it's a little bit different. Usually these episodes are quite practical. They're around content. This one's a little bit different, but I hope you can get some value from it, because the fact is we all go through periods in our business where we need to stop, or periods a bit stop-start where life gets in the way, life is difficult, life throws things at you. And, you know, we need to think about ways to navigate them, don't we? I'm going through one at the moment, which is why I decided to record this episode. If you are a regular listener, you'll notice that there haven't been episodes for the past 2 weeks, and that is literally because I'm right in the middle of a bit of a stop-start period right now. So that's what this podcast episode is going to be all about. And let's define what a stop-start period is, first of all. It's where basically life gets in the way and you can't continue to do the things that you do in your business, whatever business that you have. But, you know, this podcast is for pet business owners. You can't continue to, you know, fire on all cylinders and be present and do all the things that you ordinarily do. That is how I would define a stop-start period. It's when things happen, life happens. It might be your family. It might be your health. It could be something. It could be your children. It could be your parents. It could be a friend. It could be all kinds of different things. It could be something that happens in the world that means that your business can't continue in the way it did ordinarily. You could have had an accident. All kinds of things will lead to you going into a stop-start period where you can't run your business as you would do normally. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. If you're listening and you are over the age of, I'd say 30, and I think most of my listeners are, I'm like 48, so I think generally you attract listeners who are around who you can relate to, really, don't you? If you are listening and you are over 30, you're gonna have had some rubbish thrown at you by life by now. Obviously, we've just been through 4 years of economic uncertainty, and we're still going through them now. But you might have had things happen to you, you know, around your own health, around your family's health. You might have challenges with your parents, you might have lost parents, you might have illness in the family, you might have children. Having children in itself, is going to be a stop-start period in your business, isn't it? Because you're not going to be able to have a baby and carry on, you know, being present in your business as you would do ordinarily. Circumstances might have happened where you might have moved house, you might have had breakdowns in relationships, you might have had things happen in your own health, you may have had accidents. You are going to have experienced a stop-start period in your business, and if you haven't, then you've been incredibly lucky. And I hate to be the prophet of doom here, but there's probably going to be one coming up at some point in the future, and that's what this podcast is all about. It's to help you navigate those, and I hope it's going to be a helpful resource. If you're going through one at the moment, then I hope it's going to help you right now. If you've tuned into this episode and thought this isn't for me, then that's absolutely fine, but I'm doing this because inevitably, there might be a time when you're where this is going to be helpful for you. So I hope that it's going to be something that you can maybe come back to. And if you know somebody who's going through a difficult time at the moment, then do please, if you found this episode useful, do forward it to them as well, because I've done this, I've recorded this episode and put this together with the intention of helping people when they're going through a difficult time. So I hope it can be of some value to either you or somebody else who needs to hear what I've got to say right now. So just a little bit of context as to why I'm recording this episode. At the moment, life has been quite challenging for me over the last year. this time last year, I was diagnosed with an eye condition, which meant I couldn't be on a screen, something called dry eye and blepharitis, and had these things called chalazions, which meant I had like these cysts on my eyelids that meant that, well, they were really painful for one. And secondly, you know, I really had to reduce my screen time. So literally, I just had to stop doing so many different things this time last year. I also, in the following month, in May last year, had the news that my uncle, my godfather, my uncle Steve, he wasn't a blood relative. He was like my dad's best friend and like a second dad to me. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer. All happened really quickly. I literally had the call and drove to the hospital to have time with him. I had 10 days with him, fortunately, before he passed away. Then we obviously had the funeral and you know, coming to terms with the loss and the grief and all the things that happened there. And as an executor, I've also been dealing with the probate process as well, which is quite complicated and challenging. So that's been quite tough. In December, my relationship with Tommy broke down. We've been together for 10 years. So that happened. I'm also at the moment looking to move house. I'm packing up my belongings from here in Newcastle. I'm going to be moving back to Warrington. And then last month, at the end of February, had some really sad news that one of my very good friends had passed away. It was quite sudden and a big shock. So to say that I am in a stop-start period with my business, I think is fair to say. And there have been times, I'll be honest with you, where I've literally felt over the past year that I have just got nothing left in the tank, no cylinders left to fire on. And that's why I have really kind of looked into this whole stop-start thing, because I've had to do it myself. And they say, don't they? The experts, the big marketing experts, that you should share the scars and not the scabs, and you shouldn't talk about difficult things when you're in the moment. And I kind of agree with that to an extent, but actually, I think right now talking about stop-start periods when it's something that I'm experiencing and I really can relate to is going to be of value, because I think when you're kind of in the thick of something, what you're going to share is going to be quite raw and it's going to be very honest. And I hope as a listener, you will be able to find it more relatable. This is not going to be a glossy, polished, you know, Amy Porterfield or Lisa Johnson podcast episode. It's going to be me sharing some of the rubbish that I've been through and hopefully imparting some helpful advice to you. You know, if you're going through a tough time too. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about seven different things you can do to help you navigate stop-start periods in your business. And just before I get stuck into that as well, I want to say to you as well, like, as a business owner, you know, you might be on your own, you might have a small team. And, you know, this is why you have to figure out how to navigate all of this stuff yourself, and why I want to share my thoughts with you on how I've done it. If you were in the real world, if you were like a normal person and you had a job, then you'd be given, you know, if you were going through a difficult time, if you had a loss, if you had a health issue, you know, if you had an accident and you could not work, you'd be given time off, you'd be given compassionate leave, you'd be paid, you'd have understanding and all of those things. Whereas when you work for yourself, you know, the book stops with you, isn't it? It's you who has to make these decisions about what you do and how you get through it. I'm recording this episode in March 2024. I've just been listening to Radio 2 as I was driving back from my Slimming World meeting this morning. One of the good things that's happened from all of these challenges is I have hit my Slimming World goal. So you have to look for the silver lining, don't you? Anyway, I was listening to Radio 2 on the way back, and Gabby Roslin, who is a presenter, was stepping in for Zoe Ball. Now, Zoe Ball's mum was diagnosed with cancer, and so he's spending time with her mum. And that's just an example of, you know, what happens in the real world. You know, people will step into your role. People will, you know, fill your shoes for that time. But, you know, as a small business owner, it might just be you. So what do you do? What do you do if you're not, you know, a very wealthy radio presenter who has somebody who can step in for them? And, you know, My thoughts go to Zoe and what she's going through with her family as well. But, you know, you as a small business owner, you know, the book will stop with you, won't it? It may just be you. So what do you do? Well, my thing to do number one is to accept that you can't do all of the things that you usually do. You're not going to be able to function at full capacity. And if you do, if you do keep trying to do all of the things, and you do keep trying to do those 8-hour or 10-hour days, or, you know, 40, 50 or 60-hour weeks while dealing with challenging things that are going on in your life, it's probably, you know, you're probably going to be exhausted. You are probably going to crash. You are probably going to burn out. You are probably going to lose the plot. And you're going to be very, very stressed. And it's going to be really, really hard on you. So please, first of all, accept that you can't do all of the things that you normally would do, and give, you know, have realistic expectations of what you can do when you are navigating a difficult time in your business. So that's number one, accept you can't do all the things. Number two is to take the pressure off yourself. This is going to be really important for your mental well-being. Remind yourself it's okay not to be perfect. Give yourself permission to make mistakes if you need to, and take the pressure off yourself to work at the capacity and volume that you would do normally. For example, you know, anything that doesn't need to be in the diary, don't give yourself unnecessary tasks. And if you have got, you know, if you look at your day and it's quite busy, then, you know, try to think, okay, can I really do all of these things? And don't beat yourself up if you can't. For example, yesterday, I had two coaching calls. I had one really early in the morning with a lovely client who's over in Australia, and then another one that was mid-afternoon with another client who's in the UK. Both calls, I made sure that I had the energy for and that I was showing up and giving my absolute all to those individual clients. I know them both really well. I understand their businesses really well. And I always try to deliver. I really do try to, you know, over deliver with my clients. So I knew that that was manageable. If somebody else had tried to book a call with me yesterday, I shut my diary down anyway, so I couldn't have anyone else book in with me. I knew that I would only have the capacity to really give to those two clients, and I feel that I did do that. But what I also had in my diary yesterday was to record this podcast, which I'm now recording today. And I also had in my diary that I needed to do my newsletter and put it out at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. This podcast is being recorded on Friday morning. I didn't send out my newsletter. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh, I feel like a bit of a Larry letdown, because I should send out this newsletter at 7 o'clock. But to be honest with you, I got to 7 o'clock. I'd also been on the phone to the removal company, which was, you know, you're walking around the house talking about the items that are going to go in the van. It's emotionally draining. I'd had some calls with my friends who are friends of my friend who has passed away. And that was quite emotionally draining. I got to, you know, 5 o'clock, where I was meant to be finishing off my newsletter, uploading it and sending it out. And I just didn't have anything left. And I thought, I don't want to send this newsletter out and for it to be lacklustre or whatever word you want to use to describe it. And I didn't want to record this podcast when I was like literally exhausted. Because I know that you'd be able to hear it in my voice. So I let myself off the hook. I took the pressure off myself. I had those two things in the diary that should have happened on a Thursday. Podcast is happening today. And just for accountability, I'm going to send my newsletter out at 7 o'clock on a Friday instead of 7 o'clock on a Thursday. So ideally, you will have seen it in your inbox if you subscribe at 7 o'clock on the 15th of March. That is my accountability. So do take the pressure off yourself. Do realise that you just can't, you know, it's you don't have to do everything. So don't you know, pile stuff on yourself. And if you can't get through your to-do list, don't beat yourself up. My tip number three is to work out how much time you can dedicate to work every day. Okay. So set really clear boundaries when it comes to looking at the time that you can spend working, so you don't get overwhelmed and you can do the things that you need to do. Now that might be, I know when my Uncle Steve was in hospital, I probably had 2 hours a day that I could spend working. And I would wake up really early in the morning, take Patch for a run. We'd go to the hospital at about 10. So I'd literally just sit down for an hour in the morning, do what I needed to do, which would be working and making sure everybody was okay in my membership community, checking my emails, doing the social media posts that needed to be done. That would be in my membership community. I'd shut down my Facebook group at that point and said that I couldn't do stuff in there. So I had those 2 hours and I would sit down with no distractions, turn my phone off and work in bursts, you know, so you'd be like, okay, so if, you know, if that's you, you've got 2 hours a day, maybe an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, turn your phone off, protect that time, shut yourself in a room with no distractions. Think about like what you can achieve in that hour and just rattle through it. You know, it might be to do your 3 posts a week minimum that you want to do on social media. It might be to answer your emails. It might be to write a report. figure out what needs to be done and really do protect that time and protect your energy and make sure that, you know, you're not being distracted by Facebook pings and, you know, WhatsApp's going off and that kind of thing, because it's just going to take you away from the task and you only have that small amount of time. So really protect that. So that's tip number three, which is to figure out how much time you have to do the work and really, really focus in that small piece of time. Tip number four is to prioritize cash generating activities. So you know what's going to bring you cash, don't you? You know that making a TikTok probably isn't going to bring you cash straight away, but sending an email to an inquiry is likely to bring in cash straight away. So think about, you know, what is going to bring in the money. If you are looking at tasks, let's say if you've written your list out for the things that you can do in your 2 hours, which needs to have priority, you know, checking in with your clients, maybe doing some follow-up, that needs to have priority. Or, you know, let's say if you have, you know, retainer clients, you need to make sure that they're okay. I am making sure at this moment in my stop-start period at the moment, I'm making sure the first thing I do is check my WhatsApp group for my one-to-one clients. I check my Facebook group for my Pets Get Visible clients. I'm making sure that they're okay. I'm making sure that my emails are answered, so all my clients are okay. That's the first thing for me to do in the morning when I'm working, you know, when I'm focusing. That's my cash generation stuff. Things like making a reel, that can wait, because that isn't going to bring you cash straight away. I need to make sure that the people who are paying me are being cared for and are getting the support that they need. Another thing to think about as well is, you know, the time that you've got, you obviously need to make money. Is there an easier way to make money? Right. I know that if I come up with a story idea and then I pitch it and I place it, that is going to bring in the same amount of money as it would do if I brought in 10 new people into my membership or 15 new members into my membership community in a month. Now, I know I'm going to have to work a lot harder to bring in 10 or 15 new members than I would do to place one story as a journalist. So I've actually gone back to doing that. So I'm doing that because I know it's going to bring the money in that I need to pay the bills. I'm going to be, because I'm moving house, I'm going to be paying two sets of bills for a few months until we sell our house here in Newcastle. So I've got to focus on cash generating activity. So I have got a small amount of time, less time than I would do normally because I've got a lot going on. And you can do the same, you know, use that time, focus on things that are going to bring in cash. Okay. So I don't normally do the whole telling people what to do so much on this podcast, but I just really want you to, think about the precious time that you have got and think about what's going to bring money in and what isn't. Okay. Number five is to step away from anything that is going to make you feel rubbish. Okay. So that might be social media. It might be specific following specific people. It might be things that land in your inbox. I've unsubscribed to some newsletters that are, you know, talking about scaling this and growing this and, you know, hustle and all that kind of thing, because I'm like, I have not got the headspace for this. Normally I'd love reading what you've got to say because you are so driven and dynamic, but right now I'm not feeling like I want to hear push. I need calm. Okay, just do what you need to do to get through it. So you can do the same. I at the moment I'm doing minimal social media. I closed my free Facebook group earlier this week. I'm going to talk about that in a different podcast episode, because I think that there is definitely there's quite a lot that I want to share with you about that, about running a free community, which I've loved for many years, but it's just had to stop because of what's been going on in my life. I also miss Crufts because for the first time in 7 years I didn't go to Crufts, and I really missed it, and I have massive FOMO and Crufts envy and all of those things. But the fact was, going to Crufts, you need a lot of energy, you have to put your face on. And at the moment, I just do not have the energy to go and be like kind of on all of the time for, you know, 8-10 hours a day. I just didn't have the energy in the tank, and the energy that I do have, I need to use for the people who I'm working with and the people who are, you know, supporting me as clients. So step away from, I'm not saying that Crufts would have made me feel rubbish. I just didn't have the energy to it for it. But one of the things I did after Crufts was I saw there was a lot going on social media. You may have seen there was a big Licky Mat story, Licky Mat and the South End dog trainer story that was really kicking off on social media. And there was a lot of other stuff happening on social media around Crufts, a lot of opinions being shared, a lot of emotions running high, a lot of feelings being shared. Now, normally, not that I throw myself, I don't throw myself into social media drama in the, you know, in joining in and sharing very strong opinions, but I will watch it and I will sometimes share opinions on it. This time around, I didn't. I talked to my clients about it. I talked to my mastermind clients about it. We had a really good discussion about it on Monday about, you know, about what was going on and about PR as well and about what to do in a crisis. That's what I, you know, I work with people on and some thoughts and feelings on how that could have been navigated better because I really do think it could have been. And perhaps, you know, maybe if life was a little bit less up and down, I might have put something out about it, but I just didn't have the energy and the time to put out free content about how to navigate, you know, how to navigate a crisis. I have done stuff on that before anyway. So if people did want to go and have a look at that, then they can do. But yeah, I stepped away from anything from the drama. And I would definitely say to you, step away from anything, any drama, anything that might make you feel rubbish. Anything that's, you know, anything where you're going to maybe compare yourself to other people. Maybe you will go and, maybe you're a dog trainer, you might go and look at another dog trainer who's launching an amazing course and doing all these incredible things. And you might think, oh, why am I not doing that? Why am I sitting here wondering how, you know, how I'm just going to get through the tasks that I've got on my to-do list? You know, just try to not compare yourself to others when you're going through a tough time. When you're going through a stop-start period, you are not going to be able to do the same as other people who are going through, you know, a smooth period in their business where they can work really hard and they can dedicate loads of time to doing the things that they want to do. Maybe they are running big challenges. Maybe they have got a big launch on. You're not going to be able to do that if you're in a stop-start period. So definitely don't compare. Another thing that I've done, right, and this is really unusual for me, is I've, and this is on the stepping away from things that might make you feel a bit rubbish, is I love a podcast, right? You know, if you listen to my podcast, I always talk about other people's podcasts, but I stopped listening to podcasts quite so much because whenever you listen to a podcast, they're, you know, you're learning and it's really good, but I know that I will think, oh no, I'm not doing that, or I should be doing that. And, you know, sometimes you'll listen to a podcast and it will be, you know, 10 mistakes you're making, or, you know, why you're not doing this, or why this isn't going so well. And that's just going to make you feel rubbish. So I have been listening to Heart Radio, which I love. I've been listening to Amanda Holden in the morning. Amanda Holden is a TV presenter here in the UK, and she's like quite raucous. And she's, I like Amanda Holden. She's very Marmite, but I like her. So she's been keeping me entertained. And then if I've been driving in the evening, I've been listening to Vicky Patterson from Geordie Shore, who's also on Heart, and she's just funny. She's like a reality TV star over here, and she's very, very northern, very down to earth. And I've been really enjoying that. I can't believe I'm admitting this on the podcast, whatever. I've also been listening to, right, so I'm 48. Grew up in the 80s. I've been listening to the Hit Factory playlist on Spotify. Now, the Hit Factory was a record label. Basically, it's Stock Aitken and Waterman, and they produced like Kylie Minogue, Bananarama, Brother Beyond, loads of really cheesy but brilliant 80s and 90s groups. Anyway, the Hit Factory playlist is amazing, and you can hear me kind of laughing and smiling as I'm saying this to you. But honestly, if there's anything that's going to cheer you up and not make you feel rubbish, if you grew up in the 80s, you need the Hit Factory playlist on Spotify. I might even link to it in this episode because it is epic. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm listening to at the moment. Things that are going to make me smile, things that are going to make me laugh, rather than think, oh my gosh, this is another thing I need to do. I need to be on Pinterest, or I need to be doing this, or I need to be doing, you know, this with my lead magnets or whatever. I'm listening to things that are helping me feel good and helping me laugh. I am listening to coaching books as well and reading coaching books, but that's by the by. I don't need to do that. I'm doing that because I'm, you know, doing more coaching training. Oh, so that was quite a long step away from things that are going to make you feel rubbish, wasn't it? Tip number six is accept that things are going to take longer than they usually do. So, you know, let's say if you're writing a newsletter, writing a blog post, doing some kind of focused activity, because you are going through challenges, because you might be feeling a bit tired, because you might be feeling a bit drained, things are going to take longer than they will do. And just accept that. And that's going to stop you feeling frustrated, stop you feeling annoyed with yourself, stop you feeling anxious. And another thing I would do as well, I'm going to put this in, accept that things are going to take longer than they would do, is also, you know, tell your clients what's going on. Be open and honest with them. I did that a few weeks ago, did it after Christmas, over Christmas, when Tommy and I split up, and then I've kept my clients updated via via email, via on my live calls, on Facebook Live in my Facebook group, because you know you might not be your normal self. I have, every time I do a call with my clients, I will give them an update about what's going on. And I'm really keen to stress that I am saving my energy in this kind of stop-start period, so I have got everything in the tank to deliver when I need to for them. So yeah, just accept that things are going to take longer than they will do normally, and to keep that time for, you know, for your clients, and be really protective over your time as well. Okay, so the final thing I'm going to say to you is to be kind to yourself. You know, self-compassion is really important during these really difficult times. Be kind to yourself, give yourself a break, you know, understand that things are going to be harder than they will be normally. You're not going to be able to be like you are when there isn't drama going on in your life. This is very much does the same, not as I do. When I was talking earlier about not sending the newsletter, I sent a message to Kerry Jordan, who's my friend, and she's like my accountability buddy as well. And I said, can you give me permission not to send my newsletter out tonight, because I'm absolutely knackered, and I just don't feel like I can do it. And she was like, oh my gosh, of course. So yeah, I'm saying be kind to yourself. Do as I say, you know, not as I do. Sometimes I will not be, but I did check myself there, and rather than pushing through, I checked in with a friend, and I did the thing that was going to be kind to me and show me some self-compassion. And then, yeah, the other thing on this as well is, you know, remember, everything's going to be there for you when you come back. The world is not going to stop spinning because you've gone through a stop-start period in your pet business. Yes, things might slow down. Yes, your income might be impacted, which is why I've been talking about really focusing on the things that are going to bring money in rather than things that are just going to be a distraction and aren't going to bring cash in. But the world is not going to stop spinning. Everything is going to be there when you are ready, when you built yourself back up again, and when you come back. So remember that. Okay, so there are 7 things we have had. Let's have a little run through. I'm going to give you a little exercise at the end of this. We have had a number one, which was accepting you can't do all the things. Number 2 was taking the pressure off yourself. Number 3 was working out how much time you can dedicate to work every day. Number 4 was prioritizing cash generating activities. Number 5 was stepping away from anything that's going to make you feel rubbish. Number 6 was accepting that things will take longer than they normally do. Number 7 was to be kind to yourself. Okay, so there are 7 things. My final thing for you is a little exercise, which will help you. It will help you if you're going through a tough time, a stop-start period, and it'll help you anyway if you aren't and you've got to the end of this episode. This exercise, right, I did this with my membership clients earlier this week. It kind of came up because one of my clients was talking about feeling a little bit overwhelmed. So this is the exercise for you. Make a list of what you want to do every week. Okay, this can be stop-start period or any time. So I gave my clients 3 minutes. Set time for 3 minutes, write down what you want to do every week. Okay, that's step number one. Step number 2 is write down, go to your list of what you want to do every week. That might have all kinds of different things on, like post on, you know, TikTok 3 times, or, you know, go for a nice walk with your dog, or, you know, spend an afternoon, take Friday afternoon off. Then I want you to go and get like a highlighter pen or a different colour pen and put a mark next to the things that you have to do every week. What are the essential things you have to do? For example, you know, answer your emails. I'd say that's essential. Send out your invoices. That's essential. There's going to be things on the list of things that you want to do every week that don't actually really have to happen. So make, you know, highlight the things that do have to happen that you have to do, and then you've got a list of activities that must happen. Step number 3 is to think about what you don't want to do every week. So when I was talking about in the section about stepping away from things that might make you feel rubbish, on my list of things that I don't want to do every week was get involved in drama on social media. So like that's just one example. There'll be things that you don't want to do every week. You might not want to waste time. You might not want to, you know, there'll be loads of things that you don't want to do every week. So you've got your 3 lists there. Okay. Then, so on your don't want to do every week, I'd spend 3 minutes doing that as well. Then get your diary out and then have a look at the things that you want, that you have to do every week. Ideally, you're going to have no more than 15 things that you have to do. Okay, so you've got 5 days in a week. You're going to have a maximum of three of the have to do things for each day. This is so you don't get overwhelmed. This is why I think planners have three things in that you need to do every day. The idea is if you have like seven things in that you need to do every day, you're not going to get through them. You're going to feel overwhelmed, and then you're going to beat yourself up for not accomplishing the things that you wanted to. So, you know, take your have to do things and allocate them to each day and give that a try, see how it goes. So, for example, mine might be to record a podcast on a Friday. That's going to be a really good thing for me to do because it means it's going to be ready for the following Tuesday and I can send it off to my editor and not be late and annoy poor Matty. My newsletter, I might want to put that in on a Wednesday because I really want to do that. That's something that I feel like I have to do every week. If I have that down as my thing to do on a Wednesday, it's going to go out on a Thursday rather than late, like the one I did this week. So try that exercise. Let me know how you get on with it. And yeah, I'd love to know if it helps you prioritise, helps you feel a little bit less overwhelmed. Like I say, I did this as an exercise in my Pets Get Visible membership, and I know quite a few of the people who are on the call are trying this. So if you do it, I'd love to know how you get on. Finally, I'm going to give you some final thoughts. These are some things that have helped me during my challenging times. In my most recent challenging time, which has started with Tommy and I splitting up, and then obviously things have compounded on top of that. I decided on the 30th of December 2023 to not drink. I didn't know how long I was going to not drink for, but I thought I'd really like to do a month. Anyway, not that I'm counting or anything, it has been 76 days since I last had a drink. I think that's probably the longest I've done since I was about 15. That's really, really helped. We know that, you know, drinking loads of wine or whatever it is that you like drinking, it's never going to be, you know, it's never going to be good for you when you're going through a tough time, but it feels good at the time. But, you know, there's all kinds of research on the emotional impact of drinking too much, which is something that I like to do when I'm going through tough times. But this time I decided things were going to be different. Another thing I've done is I've been journaling. I've been doing this for the past year. I started in January 2023, and it's been so good, honestly. By writing down your thoughts, you are able to process your emotions. You don't have to write War and Peace. It doesn't have to be really structured journaling. I will literally just write down what's in my head. It's a brilliant book called Emotional Agility by a psychologist called Susan David. There's so much in that book, which is just going to be incredible for helping you whatever you're going through in life. Even if your life is absolutely brilliant and perfect, you've just won the lottery, it's still going to be a really good book for you to read. In there, she talks about how we handle our emotions, and we have this bottling, which is where you push your emotions down, there's brooding, where you brood over your emotions. And then she talks about, you know, processing your emotions, accepting about what you're feeling, you know, letting those emotions come out. Writing will help you process those emotions. She talks about it in a lot more detail, but the act of just writing things down has, you know, there's so many studies that talk about the benefits of that, and she talks about that a lot in the book. It's amazing. So do, I'll link to it in the show notes. Do go and have a look at that. I think it's like a tenner on Amazon. Be a very well spent tenner, and let me know if you read it and what you think. Another thing that's helped me is being outdoors. I've been going to the coast when I can, when the cottage has been free, spending time on the beach, spending time with Patch. That always helps. Exercise really helps as well. So they're my final thoughts. They are the things that have helped me. And then finally, knowing that it's not forever, you are not always going to be in a stop-start period. If I look at, you know, the last kind of 5 years of my business, most of the time I really have been going for it, really been firing on all cylinders, working really hard, doing all of the things. So yeah, I'm giving myself a bit of a break for the fact that I'm not doing it at the moment. So yeah, know that this isn't forever, and that life will go back to normal, or some kind of normal at some point, and things will settle down. So let's see how long I've been rabbiting on for. I would love, I've been talking for 33 minutes. So it's been a bit of a different episode, this one. I hope you found it helpful, whether you are going through a stop-start period or whether you've decided to listen to this regardless. I'd love to know what you think of this episode. So if you want to share your thoughts, come and connect with me on social media. I'm at Rachel Spencer UK on all platforms. I will put all of the links to connect with me on social media in the show notes for this episode. But I'd love to know what you think of it. I'd love to know if you found it helpful. Do let me know. If you know anybody who needs to hear what I've shared today, do please share it with them. And finally, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It really, really means a lot to me. I'll be back next week with another episode. I'll look forward to seeing you then. Have a brilliant rest of the week and take care. See you soon. Bye for now.